The Radio Forest Podcast. Forest can be heard on 96.9 The Eagle radio station in Boise, Idaho, and online at kkgl.com.
Steel Panther, the last time we saw you, you were touring with Judas Priest. How was that?
It was insane. It was completely insane because I figured, you know, we're going to go out with Priest, and those guys have been around for a long time. I mean, like, you know, those guys are pushing 70, and I figured it'd be kind of mellow, you know, not really like partying after the shows, you know, take some Geritol, go to bed early. But dude, those guys party as hard as any rock band that I've been on tour with. I mean, they still take their cholesterol medication and all that, but they snort their cholesterol medication. You just chop it up and do it with a bullet.
Guns N' Roses reuniting for Coachella. You guys played with GNR in 2011.
We did.
Was Axl an hour and a half late?
Yeah. It's funny because they ran really late on their sound check, and of course, it's Guns N' Roses, so it was their show. And we kind of got on that bill like last minute. When we went to do sound check after they were done, it was like 10 minutes before the doors opened. So we had like 10 minutes. The sound check. Somebody comes out as soon as we start making noise, and they're like, "Hey, Axl is trying to take a nap, so you guys need to keep it down." I'm like, "What? A nap?"
You've had a lot of people, not only guests on albums like Vivian Campbell and Chad Kroeger, Corey Taylor, M Shadows. You've pulled tons of people up, everybody from Miley Cyrus to all kinds of people live on stage. Did you ever have Scott Weiland come up on stage with you guys?
We did, and it's really funny. Like the time that he came up, he was wasted. I think we started doing, I think it was Plush, maybe. He starts singing it, and he's singing really quietly because I think he's just too wasted to sing loud.
Uh-huh.
We do the first verse and the first chorus. I went back into the second verse, and he looks out over at me, and he goes, "It doesn't go there. It goes to the bridge right there." There it goes. So we stop the song, and I go, "No, dude, it goes back into the verse right there." And I start arguing with him about his own song on stage. It was so great. So I think we ended up ending the argument. But it was great. We had a fight about his song. I was arguing with him about how his song went.
Well, now you have an idea what it would have been like to have been in Stone Temple Pilots. So just do that for 8 years.
Exactly. Yes, we broke up. We broke up after one song.
Scott Weiland broken up.
Exactly.
It's Satchel from Steel Panther. Let's learn about Steel Panther a little bit. Who's the biggest slut in the band?
Oh, it's always the drummer. I don't care what band you're talking about. And they don't usually have to look hot because, you know, you got to be hot if you're a bass player or a singer or a guitar player because you're up in the front row. He's doing the best he can with what he's got back there, you know? But he's just not the prettiest guy in the band. So, you know, the drummer usually is like the fourth choice for any chick. They're going to go for the singer, the lead guitar player, the bass player, then the drummer. So as a drummer, you really have to lower your standards and pretty much do whatever you can get.
But who bangs the most chicks? Is it the sluttiest guy or is it the hottest guy?
It's usually the sluttiest guy because think about it. He's got no standards. Even on nights when, you know, there's nothing but dudes in the crowd and girls with mustaches, you know, Styx is still getting laid.
So. Well, we're still learning more about Steel Panther. Who can drink the most out of the band?
Styx. Why, Styx is winning all these contests right now.
It sounds like quite the guy. So the drummer's the sluttiest, bangs the most chicks, and can drink the most?
We try to compete with him, but he's a little bit heavier than me, and he's got, you know, he doesn't mind putting on a few extra pounds around the waist because he's sitting down all day playing drums. But yeah, he drinks a lot.
So if I wanted to be in Steel Panther, would I have to be hot? Would I have to get tattoos? What would I have to do?
There's certain things that you got to do. I mean, you don't have to be the best at what you do. Like, obviously, our bass player is not, like, the best bass player in the world. But he loves to party, and he looks hot. You got to look hot.
Okay.
You don't have to have tattoos. I don't have tattoos. Like, I work on my triceps a lot, so that makes up for that.
Okay.
But we all party, and we all like to have sex with women, like, pretty much all day long.
Do I have to be good at an instrument, or is it just being hot and working out?
Oh, no, you don't have to play an instrument, no.
Excellent.
Our bass player was in the band for 4 years before he played the bass.
He was just hanging out?
He was just hanging out and looking good on stage, and, you know, eventually I taught him how to play, like, you know, the songs on the biggest string. You really only use one string on the bass.
It's the bass. Let's be honest. It's the bass guitar.
Yep.
Now that Motley Crue ended New Year's Eve in L.A., are you guys now going to carry the torch for 80s metal? Is it you?
We've been preparing for this role for 32 years now. I mean, I will take whatever void of rock there is to take from where Motley Crue left.
Is there going to be a void of groupies, or will Motley Crue still bang the chicks, or do they instantly become, well, I guess we'll go do the guy from Steel Panther now. Satchel's hot enough, we'll do him.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to definitely get some overflow some of the crews that can't find the crew dudes, because those guys aren't going to be on the road anymore. Steel Panther is always on the road. We're always touring. We're always readily available to have sex with random hot sluts. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have to do, we're going to have to kick into overdrive, which is hard because I already have sex with dozens of women a day.
Are you having sex with a girl right now?
Actually, right now. I just had an orgasm.
I knew it. So when you're plowing east to west coast and they're like, hey, I wanted to bang Motley Crue, but now I guess I'll bang you. Does that bother you or it's just part of the gig?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. As a matter of fact, a lot of women, you know, will come to the show and they'll go, oh, I really want Lexi Fox. And he's just busy doing somebody else. So I'll have sex with them. And they usually, after they have sex with me, they realize, oh, God, you know, I really wanted you the whole time. Yeah, I've got a bigger penis than him. So.
We're talking to Satchel, Steel Panther. We're going to let him go here in a minute. He's told us about Lexi Fox. Styx apparently can drink the most, is the sluttiest, and bangs the most chicks. What can you tell us about Michael Starr, the lead singer?
Well, he loves to eat carbs. his metabolism has slowed quite a bit since he hit 60. He's 64 now.
Should he just join Judas Priest?
You know what? You know, he did take vocal lessons from Rob Halford while we were on the road with him.
Huh.
Really got him to open his throat up. I don't know what he was doing, but really did a good job with that.
Well, Satchel, tomorrow live, you guys are playing at the Revolution Concert House. They just came through with Judas Priest last year. They've got the All You Can Eat out, and you can pre-order live from Lexi's Mom's Garage now at their website. Follow them on Twitter. Apparently, Lexi's mom is hot, and we get to see her in the DVD.
She's slamming. She's slamming hot.
Does Lexi know that you guys are after the mom behind the scenes, or is it an open thing?
No, he knows.
He does know.
You know, he didn't know for the first 10 or 15 years, but he knows now.
Feel the Steel, Balls Out, All You Can Eat. Satchel, Steel Panther, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Forrest, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, Forrest, it's Satchel.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Not a whole lot. What's going on with you?
Not too much. The last time we talked to you, since then, have you gotten any new STDs?
I've pretty much caught all the ones that you can catch, so I can't catch any more. That's a good thing.
Well, that's good news.
New album out now, Lower the Bar. Is this any good? Should we buy this?
You know what? You don't have to buy it because you can steal it like all the other kids do. But it's kick-ass. It's a great record.
What's going on? Are you guys in love with Stone Sour? Is Stone Sour in love with you? Are you trying to bang those guys? What's going on with this?
I don't fall in love personally because I don't have the ability, the emotional capacity to do that. But we think they're very attractive. I mean, that's part of it. They look great in spandex, that's for sure.
I also thought maybe you're trying to kick somebody out of Steel Panther and replace them with somebody in Stone Sour.
I'm actually trying to get into Stone Sour because those guys make a lot more money than we do. So
get out of Steel Panther and get on the road with Stone Sour.
Well, no, I'm going to be in both bands at the same time. I'm
nice.
Just going to try to keep us on the road together and do both roles, you know.
So Stone Sour is in your guys' new video, and then you're in Stone Sour's Rose, Red, Violet, Blue video, and you guys are touring together.
We are touring together. Our new song is called Wasted Too Much Time, and those guys they star in it. They are the stars.
And the video directed by Styx, your drummer?
Yeah, Styx is not only an amazing drummer, he's also multi-talented. He can direct videos, he can play piano really well, can write songs, he can cook an amazing three-course meal. It's amazing.
Now, I'm a little concerned because, again, last time I talked to you, we said, you know, hey, who's the biggest slut in the band? Who drinks the most? And it was always Styx. So
yeah.
You're saying, but he's alert enough and paying attention, he can direct a video and do a good job?
Well, no, he did a great job. I think he does a better job when he's hammered.
Nice.
You know, it's crazy. That's just the way his mind works.
Is he hammered right now somewhere? Is he passed out near you or what's going on?
I don't know where he is, but I can almost guarantee you he's hammered.
Hey, I saw you guys too. You covered Cheap Trick and Robin Zander joined you guys. How'd you set that up? You guys friends with Cheap Trick?
Isn't that amazing? I never thought that would happen, but we decided that would be a cool song to do for a cover, and we never do cover songs on our records. We all love Cheap Trick, so we did that song, and our manager knows him, so he called him, and he was like, yeah, I'll totally sing on it. So I'm blown away by it.
Again, we're talking to Satchel from Steel Panther, Lower the Bar, out now, on tour with Stone Sour. Hey, did you see Gene Simmons and Ace Frehley reconnect this week on stage for the first time in 16 years?
You're BSing me.
No. In Minnesota, they did a charity event for hurricane victims, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And they did cold gin.
Wait, was there a hurricane?
There's a couple of them. I don't know how drunk you've been.
I am drunk right now.
There's that's earthquakes amazing, in Mexico. There's wildfires in the Northwest. There's hurricanes in Florida like every half hour. Where are you in the U.S.? What are you doing?
Now I know you're making stuff up.
I'm dead serious. Well, yeah, Gene and Ace reconnected for the first time in 16 years. That's huge.
That is amazing. I hope everybody involved in the disaster was as hammered as I am right now. That way it won't hurt as much. You know?
You can actually talk pretty well when you're hammered. I'm impressed.
I'm good. I do it a lot. I drink a lot.
Quick question. Ronnie James Dio on tour as a hologram. Is that a yes or a no?
Oh, God. You know, it's like, why not? Yeah, I mean, that's the only way you're going to get to see him, right?
Why not replace you guys with holograms and then you can just stay backstage and bang chicks?
How do you know we haven't done that already?
Oh, my God. Hey, question. When you guys come to Boise, every time some of our calendar rock girls get on stage with you, are you banging our calendar girls?
I've banged about 80% of the girls in Boise.
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that?
Now, if they get pregnant, what do? Do you stay around? Do you ignore them? How do you handle that?
First of all, they can't get pregnant because I've had my tubes tied.
Let's ask a question about your drummer, not Styx, the guy before him, Ray. Was he smart or stupid to join Korn? Should he have stayed in Steel Panther?
He probably makes at least $300 a week now, so I'd say he's smart.
What's Steel Panther pulling?
Oh, God, we're making dozens of dollars a month, you know? I mean, I just bought a 1992 Toyota Corolla, and it's got 22-inch rims on it, so that should tell you something.
Yeah, you guys are doing fine.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to be doing radio interviews to push your records.
Oh, my God. We were blown up. Blown up. We're huge in Guam. I can't even walk down the streets in Guam.
There's a Steel Panther cover group called Surreal Panther?
There is. There's more than one Steel Panther tribute band. Isn't that amazing?
Are they hooking up with chicks that you could be, or is that a good thing to keep the ladies happy while you're on the road?
You know what? They're getting girls that are hotter than the ones that we're getting.
What?
It's really annoying.
That's no good.
Makes me jealous. Wouldn't it be weird if I joined their band? Like, if I went from Steel Panther and joined a tribute band that was a tribute to my original band?
Yeah, featuring the guy from Steel Panther in the Steel Panther cover band.
That'd be really cool.
And then slowly, God, all the other guys join as well.
That'd be amazing. We could all be Surreal Panther. That would really be surreal.
That would be. You should show up sometime as Surreal Panther and come out as Steel Panther.
We should. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll do it on this tour.
Would the fans of Surreal Panther be pissed because they're like, you guys suck. We want the cover band.
We want the Surreal Panther, not the real. But you guys are confusing us.
All right, Satchel, Steel Panther, new album out now. Anything else going on you want to bring up?
Got no pants on right now. That's pretty cool.
For just because? Or are you in the middle of something that doesn't require pants?
Well, it's just in case something starts to happen.
How often does it happen? A chick's like, hey, we got to have sex now. Is that every day, every tour? How's that happen?
Maybe like two or three times a day.
Two or three times a day. And again, that's we covered, okay. Not worried about kids. Tubes are tied.
Nope, tubes are tied.
STD is not an issue. You already have them all.
Got them already.
So it's just grip it and rip it, I guess.
Grip it and rip it. Grip it, grip and slip it.
Grip it and slip it?
Grip and slip it.
There we go. All right, man. Well, have fun with Stone Sour on the road. Love the new album. Don't buy it. You can just steal it online.
Steal it online like everybody else.
And when you come back through Boise, Idaho, you're probably going to bank some more of our calendar girls.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I can't wait to see you guys.
All right. Thanks, brother.
Thanks. Bye.